So as I've said, we've entered the season of Epiphany. I love this season, coming after Christmas, because Epiphany, you'll know because I preached on Epiphany before, means revelation and realization. And as we journey through the season, we've got events that all point to who Jesus is, not just a man, but the true Son of God. And so we're starting this journey with the extraordinary account of the wise men. And we end at Candlemas, when Jesus is presented at the temple in accordance with the Old Testament law. And we meet these two wonderful, godly people, Simeon and Anna, who prophesy about the baby. But today we're remembering the wise men from the East. You'll notice that they've come to the crib secretly while we weren't looking. Now we all know this story so well. We hear it every year. We may have seen or even been part of it in innumerable nativity plays. And so it becomes quite easy to forget the real depths and just how amazing this actually is. These men lived in modern day Iraq, Persia as it was then. They were not Jews. And as far as we know, they probably knew very little about the Jewish nation, other than maybe through trade. Now, I've said in years past that they were probably Zoroastrians, which of course you know all about Zoroastrians, I'm sure. Zoroastrians were godly people. They still exist today. They believe in one creator God. But that's as far as their beliefs go. And they've got no connection with Judaism at all. Quite scientifically gifted, being observers of the stars and then trying to interpret what they saw. What perhaps strikes me most is this absolute conviction they had in interpreting what they had seen. There was no question, there was no doubt in their mind. Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? Quite extraordinary, really. They had observed his star at its rising. They'd come to pay him homage. How did they know? And I don't believe that that knowledge came to them any other way than through direct knowledge from God, through the Holy Spirit. But however it came, they knew and they set out to follow the star. And again, this is no mean undertaking. Persia to Israel is about 1,000 miles, 1,600 kilometres if you prefer. No roads and across some very inhospitable desert and mountains. Where is the child who's been born King of the Jews? Such conviction, such dedication. It could have sounded like a wild goose chase, but it wasn't. They knew. They knew with absolute conviction who they had come to see and worship. Now, a little pause and reflection. The coming Messiah had been predicted through the prophets to the Jews for centuries. But the only Jews who actually saw and believed, you will remember, were the shepherds. The shepherds, the lowest of the low, the outcasts of society. None of the elders, priests, or nobility, they didn't know. And indeed, I find it really interesting that when the wise men came to Jerusalem, asking where they might find the child, the priests and scribes knew the answer straight away from the Old Testament prophecies. But the extraordinary blindness to the truth confronting them. This is the Messiah you've been waiting for thousands of years. Why did they not realize? Now, in fact, we know Herod, no doubt with the support of the religious establishment, wanted to destroy this King of the Jews. And as Father Peter told us last week, he ordered the killing of all children under 2 years old. Again, on reflection, one of the most awful infanticides in history. Forcing Joseph and Mary to become refugees to run to Egypt with Jesus. So my question is, why did God go to all that trouble to call three men from 1,000 miles away to come and pay homage and give gifts? Wouldn't it have been easier to do it all sort of at home, as it were, in Israel? But I think now we probably see the reason. Despite the Jews having been promised their Messiah, they were totally blinded to the truth when it came. Worse still, they wanted to actually destroy and erase this child. They'd waited 3,000 years and then missed it when it came. So God decided to call these foreigners from a long way away to come and give the child the honour that was due. As I said before, the only Jews that were told about it, and it wasn't through the writings of the prophets, quite possibly the shepherds couldn't read or write. They would not have been welcome in the synagogues. But how did they know? Well, God gave them the most wonderful celestial light show. The lowest of the low, and then these very important wise men, were those that were called to come and worship. I think as well that the calling of these men from afar was a clear message that the King of the Jews had not just come for the Jews, but had come for all people on earth. So this year, I encourage you, just take a moment to marvel at this story, because it is so marvellous. And we don't forget the gifts that they had were bringing with them. They wouldn't have been able to pick them up at the Bethlehem gift shop, because it wasn't open then. They'd bought those gifts on that journey in faith and belief in the knowledge that they'd been given. And they were prophetic gifts in their own right. Gold to the king. Frankincense, showing his divinity and his priesthood. Myrrh, signifying his suffering and his death. Epiphany, revelation and realization. Revealed to the wise men from a long way away, revealed to the shepherds, and indeed revealed to us today. This baby was indeed a divine king, come into the world to save all mankind and to save us. Who do we say that Jesus is? If you talk to an awful lot of folk about Jesus, commonly they will say, well, he was a good man. You know, did some good things, said some wise things. I'm always struck by the fact that Muslims recognize Jesus. They recognize him as a great prophet. Okay, not the Son of God. Jesus asked Peter this very question. And after a long list of people that, you know, what people said of him, you know, Elijah, John the Baptist, one of the ancient prophets, Jesus says, yes, Peter, but who do you say that I am? His response, you are the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Revelation. So let us listen to that same question when Jesus asks us, who do you say that I am? And when we answer, that's the message that we take out into the world that still thinks of him as a good person. Jesus is the Son of God. Shepherds knew, wise men knew, and so do we know. And so I say to you, Alleluia, Alleluia.